Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, talking to Jeff Montgomery, head coach of Festus Softball. Baseball, of course, during the spring, but softball here in the fall. And, man, should be a good season for the Festus Tigers. They return three-time Dream Team shortstop Abby Rickerman and Coach Montgomery. I can't think of a better start to a conversation about Festus softball than with Abby Rickerman. Talk about her going into 2019 and some things that you know that she's been up to better herself and, of course, by extension, better this team.
Well, she, you know, Abby's just an outstanding player. You know, it's hard to believe it's her senior year. She did her All-State honors last year, Class 3, first-team All-State. That was the first All-State player we've had since 2012. She broke our school stolen base record right at the end of the season last year, 94 career steals. And on the field, she's obviously a great player, but she's also a great person and holds herself accountable and works very hard, to be our best player. She's probably our hardest worker by far in the off season and everything she does. And, you know, this year, it's in some ways, it's her team. You know, she's leading, and we put her in that role a little bit. And just a great opportunity for her to lead a team this year, and I think a lot of our kids look up to her.
Let's dive right into those kids, Coach Montgomery. Next to Abby Rickerman, who do you like as someone that can contribute greatly to Festus softball in 2019?
Well, we got a pretty good junior group. McKenna Templeton is a catcher, is a pretty strong player offensively. He's got a lot of power. Paige Perry plays third base, is a good player, has a lot of power. And Tristan Folk in the outfield. Those are three juniors that have got some experience from last year. Morgan Green's going to pitch as a junior, a lefty who got several games last year under her belt. And Blair Ballmer started a couple years now at second base, a scrappy little player who's a senior this year. And, she's another one that I hope to have a good senior year and hopefully lead us by some examples and with her hustle.
Coach Montgomery, talking to Kevin Lucas of Hillsborough, I mean, we all know what they were able to accomplish last year with Emma Nichols and Kelsey Boyd, and DeSoto and both Windsor gave them a good run for their money in the district tournament. You guys did not get a chance to play them in the district tournament, but you will have an opportunity to play them this year. But they're a team that they lost those two players, but they return a lot of good ones. DeSoto returns a lot of good ones as well. Obviously, you're very high on this team, and Abby Rickerman, of course, leader of this pack here. This should be a very, very entertaining district, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a really good district. The fact we're back with Lutheran South and St. Louis Notre Dame. St. Louis Notre Dame's trending upward. They've gotten better the last two or three years. When you look at some of the other districts on this side of the state, I think that one's pretty competitive. Windsor's always competitive as well. And the fact that Hillsborough, us, DeSoto, and Windsor are together and also being conference foes certainly makes it interesting. And, we've all had decent years, last few, made some runs. And I think the conference is wide open. We've all lost some pitchers and different things. Everybody's lost a pitcher, and so I think we're all kind of in that same boat.
Let's get back to just talking a little bit more about the team. Like you just said, you lost a pitcher, but you're throwing out Morgan Green as, I guess, your number one. Of course, you have Abby Rickerman as well. As far as, your time with the girls this summer and early on in this school year, what are you seeing out of this group as far as character is concerned, work ethic, that sort of thing?
Well, I think we've got a very impressionable group. We've got, possibly two or three freshmen that may get to play some varsity. We're going to be young. We have definite questions on defense, and those are things we've been trying to work on right now, is trying to find the right combination. I think it's all out there right now. I mean, really have no idea of how we're going to compete at this point. Losing Kaylee McFadden in the circle last year, she was a pitcher that could be just dominant at times. And you know, a lot's going to be put on Morgan to hold it down. She has improved a lot. She worked hard in the offseason. I think Hunter Ellsworth, a freshman, is going to have to contribute in the circle. Those are probably our BR 1-2. And, you know, this team looks like a lot of teams. You know, I mean, we could get hot. We could, you know, get to gain some confidence. And, you know, hopefully we'll be playing good at the end of the season.
You sort of mentioned, Coach Montgomery, that this is Abby Rickerman's team. And just talking to her the last couple of seasons, or after the last couple of seasons for her Dream Team interview, she just seems extremely intelligent, understands the game easily, you know, obviously has a great work ethic, doesn't stop playing softball, pretty much plays softball year-round if the weather permits, and just someone who seems to have her head on her shoulders the right way. Just talk about her as a generational talent, as someone that maybe you've measured up against other great softball girls that you've had the privilege of coaching.
You know, this is my 22nd year of the program. You know, we started the program 22 years ago. I may have had a couple players like Abby, you know, in 22 years. You know, they were both Division I players as well. And so, you know, Abby goes out and wins MVP of the conference in basketball. She decides to go out for track in the spring. She becomes an important key component to their track team on relays and different things. You know, she's a very driven kid. She's a great student. And, you know, I told our young players already, you know, if you can emulate Abby, you know, and do everything you can to listen and try to emulate what she does, because I think if you can, you know, pick up on something with your experience, you know, certainly be helpful with your career. I mean, she's a generational player is a good description that you gave. She's the type of player that doesn't come along all the time, that's for sure.
All right, good deal. Coach, as I informed you before we started this interview, we will be covering your first home game of the season against the Northwest Lions on Wednesday, and that should be a fun one, 4:30 first pitch. The Northwest Lions, a great team, as you're very well aware of. A lot of matter of fact, it's very challenging in Jefferson County when it comes to softball in the fall. But yeah, I know you haven't really jumped too much into the season yet. But you, as you did say, you guys did play Northwest last year. But you know, what are you just sort of looking at? You know, or early on in the season with this matchup and other matchups.
Well, you know, I mean, for our first home game, that's a tough game. You know, we lost to them last year in the second tournament. You know, they're a Class 4 team, and they're very athletic. They're very good. Coach Danielson does a great job. I mean, they run the bases real well. They're just an athletic team, and they have a strong pitcher. So that'll be a good game for us. And I'm just excited you guys are broadcasting the game live on the radio. I think it's just a great thing. And if I could plug just a little bit, Jefferson County softball in our conference, you know, all the years of doing this, I can tell you, you know, it's been just an outstanding sport in our conference. Just the competition and the parity and the number of female student athletes coming out of our county that are going on and playing Division I softball and even small college softball. You know, I think it'd be really tough to find another team sport in the JCC that can compare with softball. It's really been that good, and I just encourage people to get out and see some games and watch some of the rivalries. And I think what's also exciting this year is, you know, the small schools all have good teams this year. You know, I think Herculaneum, Jefferson, St. Pius. Are all going to be strong teams this year. They all have pitchers. They all have athletic players. So it's just it's going to be an exciting season, that's for sure.
Yep, and one of those rivalries that you mentioned is DeSoto, as a matter of fact, a September 17th game. Of course, the rivalry taken up a notch due to the fact that you guys did lose to them in the district tournament last year. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying. You know, Jefferson County softball is something to certainly be excited about for all the fan bases around here. So, yeah. All right. Well, Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you out there against Northwest on Wednesday, 4:30 first pitch right here on KJEF, and just looking forward to another great season of Jefferson County softball.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your coverage and everything you guys do.
You're very welcome. And that is Jeff Montgomery, head coach for Festus Softball, joining us here on KJEF Sports Talk.